I was born in New York, but I grew up in Florida. My family was very involved, actively involved in our Reform synagogue. I also went to Hebrew school. I had a bat mitzvah. I went to a supplemental Hebrew high school, and I was always going to the Camp JCC day camp. And then when I was too old for that, I worked at the camp. So that's my beginning. I came up to Philadelphia for graduate school. I did a joint program. And when I was in Philadelphia and dating people, I wasn't sure if the person that I ended up with was going to be a man or a woman, but I knew that the person was going to be Jewish because it was just an important part of who I am and what I do. And then I met Donna, and that was the end of that. Second date, U-Haul, you know the story. Next month, we're celebrating 26 years since our ceremony. So we had a great connection. Our families have been incredibly supportive, and we felt very blessed. We got married. My cousin is a Reconstructionist lesbian rabbi. She co-officiated. Thank you. She co-officiated with my father-in-law. May he rest in peace. He was a conservative retired cantor. So it was a little bit of a mixed marriage, but it worked out. It was a great ceremony. We were surrounded by friends and family, and we were really, really felt blessed and are blessed. And then we bought a house because we are the straightest lesbians there are. So we bought a house in Mount Airy, Philadelphia, wonderful place. We loved where we lived. 3 months after we got a house, I had this incredible job opportunity in Wilmington, Delaware. And once I figured out where Delaware was, remember I'm from Florida, I got the job, amazingly. And I commuted for 2 years. And it wasn't a big deal because it was before cell phones, but I had books on tape. And I loved where we lived. I loved where I worked, and it was cool. And then Donna made us parents, and Leo came along in 2000, and that was wonderful. And then the commute got harder. All of a sudden, I leave, she was sleeping, I came home, she was sleeping. And I said, I don't want to be that kind of ima. So I said, she was born in February, and then in March for Purim, Donna brought Leah as a little clown to the JCC, and everybody ate her up, and it was delicious. And then the whole ride home, I cried, because I couldn't be that kind of parent, and I couldn't be away. So I said, we have to either move to Delaware, or I have to leave my job. And I was the only one with a job, so we moved to Delaware. And it's been a great move, and our family has been embraced. We went to the ECC at the JCC, early childhood. We went to the day school. The kids did. We sent them then to public school, and then for high school, my daughter decided that she wanted to go to a private Catholic high school, Archmere, because why wouldn't a Jewish girl from a lesbian family with the mom who's the CEO of the JCC go to a Catholic high school? But it was good enough for Joe Biden, so we sent her to the high school. She had a great experience and graduated, and I'm still involved in there with their amazing garage sale, but that's a story for another time. So then, and there was Micah growing up, and he went to different schools, and things have been great, and our family was embraced. It's interesting, even when we were in Philadelphia, our lives were a little separated. We New Year's Eve one year, we were the only lesbians, but everyone at the party was Jewish. And the following year, we were the only Jewish people, but everybody was gay. So it's, you know, the separate. And also, I should let you know that when I was born, my last name was Harris, and Donna's last name was Levine. So when we got married 26 years ago, we took the H-A-R from Harris and the L-E-V from Levine and created Harlev because we didn't want hyphenated kids. We had this all planned out. We didn't want hyphenated kids. And so Har means mountain and Lev means heart. So like heart of the mountain or even mountain of love, if you want to get really corny. So again, we're thrilled to be in the situation that we are in with a loving family and a supportive community. Delaware's amazing. But we really were the only ones in our area, the only Jewish family in our area like us. So recently, in about 2017, 2018, I realized there were more people coming up in the community with families like ours, with little kids. I mean, my kids were grown by then, but it was really cool. And they didn't know each other, but people assume they know each other because they're gay and they're gay. So I decided that they needed to meet each other, and I started collecting them. So I collected lesbians, I collected queer families, and I had a list. And then I made programs. And then COVID hit, so we had to do programs virtually, but it was really, really cool. And then after COVID, we had a beautiful bonfire out at the JCC. And I stood on a bench, and the log, and I said, I'm so happy to see everyone, because again, this is what my kids didn't have, but this is what we're having now. And I said, and I want you to know, you don't have to be Jewish to be part of this group, just like you don't have to be Jewish to be part of the JCC world. You don't have to be Jewish. You don't even have to be a JCC member. You don't even have to be gay. You just have to be kind.